This is listener-supported public radio. You are tuned to KBBI Homer, AM 890. Today is Friday, August 23rd. I'm Kathleen Gustafson with the evening news. Live in the studio is Sarah Sarlos. Hi, Sarah Sarlos.
Hi, Kathleen.
You're the public information officer for the Caribou Lake Fire and also Swan Lake Fire?
So I was working on the Swan Lake Fire, and we were able to, as soon as the Type 1 team came in with their public information officers, we were able to transfer that over. And then that gave us the ability for me to come down here. And I really appreciate you having me in the studio today.
And may we begin with the Caribou Lake Fire. Is it still at 858 acres? Is there a new assessment?
So we're at 848 acres.
Oh, 48, pardon.
48, and that was from the IR flight that we had last night. And so that was some critical mapping that we really need to get done, because it was the mapping before that was more of a WAG.
So wait a minute, but what's that?
Yeah. So because we were having that cloud cover and also the smoke from the Swan Lake, we weren't able to get accurate mapping. The IR flight happened in conjunction with the Swan Lake fire mapping. Because of our priority that we're at, and with the team managing this fire now, it basically bumped us up on the list to be able to get that technical critical mapping that we needed. So that's just another bonus that happens with when a fire is managed by a Type 1 team.
And what's the news from Caribou Lake as of 4:51 p.m.?
So we were just up at the fire station up the road, up at East End Road, and we were able to tie in with the chief there. He had just came back from helping with some side-by-side issues, and he gave us a really good report on that the fire, because it's not experiencing that high of winds today, that it's just kind of skunking around in the grass and the moss. Every once in a while you'll see some single tree torching, but not any sort of group tree torching in the spruce, and everything staying within the existing perimeter. So that is that's really good news. With this clean air that we have today, we're really taking the opportunity to be able to bring in a lot more equipment and supplies that we talked about this morning, and then the use of aircraft. When you have clean air like this, that opportunity to be able to get more equipment and more firefighters out on the ground is something that we want to do, because in the future we could be smoked out again by the Swan Lake fire, and then that would kind of slow down that process.
And would that prohibit the planes from refueling here, from doing their work here? Because that's what I'm hearing, right? Aren't I hearing planes at the Homer Airport?
You're correct. That's where they're refueling. And then that's their big refueling spot. So they've been scooping water, dropping water on the fire, and then refueling at the Homer airstrip. And being able to refuel here and not have to fly all the way to Soldotna really increases our efficiency.
And what's containment so far for Caribou Lake?
So we're looking at 20%. Again, that's our goal is 100% containment. So as the days progress, the more crews that we get out there, we'll start seeing that containment increase.
Great. And what's the prognosis for this evening in terms of weather, in terms of movement of the fire, direction? Also, thank you for the map that you put up. We have shared it on kbbi.org. We're going to release it again with this interview.
That's great news. Yeah, you know, nothing like a map for people to look at to actually really get an idea of where that footprint is on the landscape. And being able to put out an accurate map now, we in public information feel solid about that. So when we look into the rest of today and into into tomorrow morning, really, even there isn't any strong winds coming in the next 24 hours. But when you start looking at that longer forecast, like possibly around Sunday, the winds are going to pick up. By then, we're hoping to have more crews on the fire, so that will just assist with being able to keep that the fire within the existing perimeter.
So you're bringing in more crew members. How many are on the fire now, and how many are you expecting to join?
So right now, we have about 30 to 40 boots on the ground, and we're looking to bring in at least two more crews. So each crew has usually about 20 people per crew. So an addition, so doubling our numbers in the next couple days. And that will really, we need that because the, what we call mop up, to be able to say that this fire is contained, it's going to take time out there. The fire is burning really deep into the moss layer, and unfortunately, because of the drought conditions, you used to just be able to go down a couple inches and hit water. Well, this season, and we're seeing that everything south of the range, it's just very dry.
Okay, now is there anything else from Caribou Lake? Because I want to move on to the North Fork, but is there anything else from Caribou Lake for today?
I think we're good with Caribou, and we can move on to the North Fork.
Let's do it. I hear the ready alert has been rescinded.
Yeah, we were really happy. That came a little bit sooner than I thought it would today, but hey, that's what we want, right? And to be able to exceed those expectations. And so that means that they're feeling confident that the fire is going to stay in that footprint. It already has for 5 days now, stayed at that 59 acres. They're just finishing up that, going in to that 75 foot within the fire perimeter, putting out all the heat. And we drove by there today. They're pumping tons of water up there.
So they're pulling water out of the Anchor River?
They were on, it looked like they had tenders. And so the tenders fill up, drive down North Fork Road, and then use the power of the tender to push the water up to the fire.
Gotcha. Now, also, just a brief Swan Lake. So the highway, I just checked alaska511.gov. So the Sterling Highway is currently still closed.
What we've got going, and, understanding that we get it, that this yo-yo up and down, it's closed, it's open, is, it's one of those challenges that folks that rely on the Sterling Highway are having to deal with. The reason why it's closed right now today is they're using helicopters to use the buckets that fly underneath the helicopters to get water in areas. And, people like to slow down and check that work out, and then it becomes a hazard. You get too many looky-loos on a high-speed highway, and accidents happen. So that's one of the reasons that that's happening today.
Well, Sarah Sarlos, the community meeting is tomorrow, 3 p.m. Saturday at McNeil Canyon Elementary School, mile 18. That meeting will be live streamed on kpboem.com, and KBBI will be airing that meeting live at 3 p.m. tomorrow from McNeil Canyon Elementary. Thank you, Sarah Sarlos, Public Information Officer for the Caribou Lake Fire from the Alaska Division of Forestry. You are tuned to listener-supported public radio. This is KBBI Homer AM 890, and that is the KBBI local evening news for this Friday, August 23rd. Alaska News Nightly is coming up next.